Notes from the Edge, Notes from the Edge.
Don't ask me what that Notes from the Edge theme song is about. I just decided to do my first ever podcast, and I thought it would be cool to have a theme song. So there you go. I want to say I was inspired to do this first podcast by Diana Shea, who has her own podcast called Rationally Selfish Radio, which I listened to for the first time today. It was episode number 18 on romantic relationships. As anyone who follows my blog knows, I have a deep interest in romantic relationships, and I'm currently pursuing a master's degree in marriage and family therapy. So I was very interested to see Dr. Shea's thoughts on a variety of subjects, and the first topic that she covers is something that I'm also very interested in, which is friendship after a failed romance. This is something that is very difficult for many people to do, demoting a relationship from a romance to a friendship. And oftentimes it's unfortunate because in many cases the person that you're dating them because there is a deep connection with that person. Sometimes it's someone who you were friends with before becoming romantic with them. And there's someone that does have a great potential value as a friend. So it's a shame that oftentimes people condemn each other after a failed relationship, or they don't even make an attempt to form a friendship after a failed relationship. Or in some cases, they don't manage the demoting of the relationship properly. And so the result is pain all around. For instance, if the two people continue to hang out continuously after the breakup and one of them starts dating someone else, then the other person may be surprised at how badly that hurts them. So it's a very difficult thing to do, but maintaining friendships with former lovers can be very rewarding. So I was interested in what Dr. Shea had to say, and she talks about the difference between friendships and lovers. She says it's not just a difference in degree, but a difference in kind. And I very much agree with that. She makes the important point that there is a deep philosophical and personality bond between lovers that does not exist in friendships. And I agree with that. And she mentions that there is a sexual element in play there, obviously, which one does not share with friends. But she doesn't go into that element of the romantic relationship as much. And I am going to do that here because I think that's critical in demoting a relationship, is doing what is necessary to remove the sexual connection to in one's own mind to the former lover. Now, Diana makes the point that it's very important to create distance between yourself and your former lover if you are hoping to maintain a friendship with him in the future. And that's true for a number of reasons. For one, if you're still hanging out with them a lot and you still have a very intimate, even non-physical, but still intimate relationship, then those romantic feelings are going to stay alive, and you're creating a risk for feeling terrible when one of the partners in the former romantic relationship goes out and dates somebody else. And it's just a confusing situation because you're basically still acting like you're dating in all ways save one. Another reason why I think it's important to create distance is because oftentimes it's not 100% clear why the relationship ended, or there may be some unresolved issues within one's own mind about why the relationship ended. And it's very important, especially if one wants to maintain a friendship with his former lover, to make every effort to resolve those conflicts within his own mind. And also, even if there aren't conflicts, one can learn a lot from even a failed relationship about what it was about the woman that attracted him to her, what value she possesses that he knows he wants to look for in the next woman, and and what values or what disvalues, or disvalues to him anyway, that she had that he wants to make sure he avoids in a future lover. So it's good to give oneself some time to get that straight in his mind. And so Diana places a focus on this, and it is very important, but as mentioned before, she leaves out the sexual connection. Now, I wrote an article about this several years ago called Demoting a Relationship, which I wrote after listening to Dr. Leonard Peikoff's Love, Sex, and Romance cassette tape. It was just a single short cassette tape in which he mentioned that he thought it was impossible to demote a relationship. And I disagreed with that because I've done it before, and I have had very rewarding friendships with former lovers and have been reasonably free of serious emotional problems related to those friendships. So that was what inspired me to write this article. And in it, I talk about the sexual connection, the physical desiring of one's former lover can be the most difficult feeling, the most difficult connection to overcome. And for me, in my experience, the most challenging thing to do when trying to reform a friendship with a former lover is to keep oneself from thinking of that former lover as an object of romance in general, but specifically as an object of sexual desire. It becomes very easy for one to think about his former lover in a sexual way because he has that experience with that woman, and it's the most recent memories of sex in his memory. They're the freshest in his mind. And it's easy for those thoughts to come into one's mind if he's horny or if he's lonely or just at any time. You know, people just think about sex and people masturbate, and they don't just sit there masturbating thinking about Labrador Retrievers. They think about whatever it is that turns them on, and in many cases that's going to be memories of their former lover. And the thing that I think is very critical to reorienting one's own mind to a former lover as a friend is to keep oneself from thinking of that woman as an object of sexual desire. It's very difficult to do this, but it's critical because automatization, reinforcing of one's perspective on a relationship is always functional. So if one continues to think about making love to his former lover on a regular basis, then that information is stored in his subconscious. Even if one acknowledges in his focal awareness, well, this is no longer a romantic relationship, he's feeding his subconscious contradictory information, because at the same time, he's automatizing this connection with this person as an object of sexual desire. And if he, like many people, intimately connects sex with romance, then the subconscious makes that connection by itself. And romantic feelings may remain despite his explicit conviction to the contrary. So my advice to others, since this has worked for me, is after a breakup, do take some time to make sure that there are no unresolved conflicts in the relationship or within one's own mind, and also to create some distance between oneself and one's former lover. And also, once you've given yourself the opportunity to think about the former lover in the relationship for a while, you know, whatever time period is appropriate, maybe it's a week, maybe it's a couple weeks, then I would suggest to not allow oneself to think about it too much at all, because it's easy for things like that to weigh heavily on one's mind for an extended period of time, even though there are no longer any other issues to resolve. So all you're doing is dwelling on, unnecessarily, on a former relationship. And this applies especially to sexual and romantic thoughts about one's former lover. It can be just about impossible to keep sexual thoughts about one's former lover from coming to mind. It's going to happen. But what I would recommend is just to try to put those thoughts out of one's mind when they come up. When you're horny, when you're lonely, if you're masturbating, try to think of someone else. Think of something else that you can connect your sexual desire to aside from your former lover. And again, the attempt to do this, that within itself can be very difficult and can be painful to force thoughts of one's former lover from his mind. But it is, I think, a critical component of reforming the relationship into a friendship. And again, I have done this a number of times and have found it to be very successful. So that is my response to Dr. Shea's comments. I want to thank her for inspiring me to do this first podcast, which I'll figure out how to post after I record this. And this will be the first of many, I hope. So thank you very much for listening. I'm Dan Edge, and this has been Notes from the Edge.